is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, show is about your calls. We will get those on the air as soon as you make them. In the meantime, we'll talk about things that are interesting to us. And one thing interesting to me is the fact that one of my co-hosts is sitting in a jail cell right now. As we discussed last night on the program, there were mass arrests in New Hampshire yesterday. Was yesterday afternoon out in front of the Keene District and inside and in front of the Keene District Court, where technically seven people were arrested. Because if you are handed a citation by a police officer that demands your presence at one of their business events, because they call it business, they call that, that's what they call it when they steal you from your productive life, demand that you come into their courtroom and do whatever. Whatever it is that they're demanding from you, it's business when they do it. Of course, in the rest of the business world, if you don't want to do business with somebody, no one forces you to. So I don't know how they can get away with calling it business and not have everyone laugh at them, but I guess that has to do with the whole illusion of legitimacy that they have.
It's status quo. We've had government for a very long time, and people have the expectation that that's how it will continue to be.
So it was yesterday that the mass arrests happened. Five people were carted off to the police department, and two people were cited. They gave up enough personal information to where they could have avoided the actual handcuffs. But even if you're just cited, it's still technically arrests, or it's an arrest, because you still have to do what they're demanding of you, right? Whether you went down to the police department in handcuffs or not, because the people that went down to the police department eventually were released, with the exception of one, with citations. So it just took them a little bit longer to get their citations. Either way, they all have the same or a relatively similar court date for what they call disorderly conduct. But that's six out of the seven. There's one who's still in jail. And not to marginalize what has happened to the other six, but obviously we've got to pay close attention to what's going on with our friend that's actually still in their custody.
And he's partially, you know, the reason that the rest of them got their arrest, too.
This is true. It's because Sam was arrested. Our co-host Sam here on Free Talk Live, you hear him at least once a week on this program. He also is an occasional caller. He's the host and the producer and the director of Obscure Truth, the Obscure Truth Network. That's obscuretruth.com. We've talked a lot about his film work, his documentary work here on this show. Nick, you guys have had him on Free Minds TV at least a handful of times, I believe, in an interview capacity. And I know he's helped you out behind the scenes.
He was helping us build this out until this came up.
Yeah. So now they've taken him away from his productive life and have thrown him in a jail cell. And we learned more about what was going on with Sam today. And so I just wanted to give you guys an update on the latest on the situation. First and foremost, our friend Bile from blogofbile.com has put up Sam's details on a website, which we like to call jailedactivist.info. It's a website that is dedicated to bringing you the latest information on how you can help with a situation involving a liberty-loving individual who has been put into a prison cell. It was activated originally, I believe, for Lauren Canario, one of the other activists up here in New Hampshire.
Certainly likely.
It was utilized when I was thrown in a jail cell. I think Russell Canning. I don't know if Russell has been jailed. But anyway, all of the activists that have been imprisoned up here in New Hampshire within the last 6 or 8 months since its creation, they have had web pages created for them at jailedactivist.info, and there's also details on the bureaucrats in each case that are the head aggressors. In this case, the city prosecutor, who is also a police officer, is one of the head aggressors. He's the man that ordered the arrests of pretty much everybody. From what I could tell, pretty much everyone's arrests were ordered by this man yesterday. Now, of course, the question is he taking orders from on high, or is he acting with full autonomy here? Is there somebody else in the department, a chief, perhaps, who has been handing out the orders that he's following? No way to know that at this point. But nonetheless, the details as far as helping you get in touch with the jail where Sam is at, helping you get in touch with the police department that's responsible for this, helping you get in touch with the district court that is also responsible for this. All those phone numbers are at sam.jailedactivist.info. Sam, if you go to just jailedactivist.info, Sam should be on the front page. But if you want to get right to Sam's profile with all that information, phone numbers and everything, sam.jailedactivist.info. So I got up at 7 this morning with the intent of figuring out what the hell was going on, because yesterday was a lot of confusion yesterday, as again mass arrests were occurring that made the front page of the newspaper. There've been a lot of discussion, videos have been posted, audio has been posted. If you've missed the audio of Sam getting arrested, we played some of it last night on the show. Full audio has been posted at freekeen.com, so you can get all kinds of media of what happened yesterday. But amidst that whirlwind of activity, nobody was able to determine what exactly was going to happen with Sam, although I did hear that somebody overheard yesterday that there was going to be what they call a video arraignment. Now, having used their video facilities in the Westmoreland County Jail, I know exactly what this is about. They wheel you, you know, they take you into this room, and there's this ominous-looking, a very tall, black rack machine, basically. It's just a standing rack in a room that's encased. And they open up the front, and they sit you in front of it, and then, you know, the judge comes on the other end from the courthouse, and they basically do everything over a video link. So that way the sheriffs don't have to take you physically from the jail and put you in the district court physically. They just do it over video.
Okay.
And so that's apparently what they tried to do with Sam this morning. Now, I didn't know that, so I got up at 7 to call the district court. I wasn't sure what time they opened. Turns out they opened at 8, so I went back to sleep, got up again at 8, called them at 8, and asked them what was going on with Sam. And, of course, they didn't really know for sure what his name was, so he was also known as John Doe. But the newspaper got his name, so eventually, apparently, his name ended up filtering into the system. I don't know if it was because he gave it to them or not, because he was not cooperating with them. And so what I learned this morning, eventually, was that Sam was not being taken in physically. He did have a video arraignment, but, however, he did not participate with it. He did not cooperate with the video arraignment. So, basically, they're saying that he is going to be staying in Westmoreland, in the jail in Westmoreland, County Jail, Cheshire County Jail, that he'll be staying there until he decides he wants an arraignment. So he's in jail till further notice, basically.
Or
till they get sick.
I called to find out whether I could go visit him today, and they said no.
Is that because he hasn't been classified?
Some nonsense like that. But, I mean, they'll always come up with some excuse. The answer is really simple. Yes or no, can I come visit him? I don't have the credentials of a lawyer or a pastor or anything like that, so I don't know what to do in that circumstance. But, I called and asked on that. I think that Sam set himself up for failure on this one, on this particular portion, by not giving his name and not cooperating in that respect. Now, I understand he's being taken captive, and, you know, why cooperate with your captors? I get that part. But when you don't give your name, then you give them the opportunity to say, well, look, you know, sorry, we can't do anything with you until you give your name.
Sure, there's a good chance he's going to stay there.
He's going to lose that. He's got to lose that, right? Either that or he dies in jail, an old man. Those are the options, win or lose. So he set himself up for failure on there. And I think that if it's not a jailedactivist.info, there is another website that has sort of, you know, the way we have succeeded and the way we failed in doing activism. And I think that giving you should give your name, because otherwise they're going to get it from you, and they're going to get it from you by keeping you in jail for 2 months until you finally say, man, I've had enough of this. And then it looks like a loss. It mitigates the win that you might have had in your what you do by, you know, a small loss.
Well, I have to say I respect what it is that Sam is doing. I respect
I do too.
The non-cooperation aspect of it. But he's never going to get into population if he doesn't give a name.
The bureaucrat's excuse with you can't film in the hallways. There's people there that are going into court. People that I'm sorry, it's a public place. You can't say that people can't film in a public place. You have no right to do that.
Okay, we're going to come back. I've got a list of his charges. It's more than just disorderly conduct. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. Over 450,000 posts await you. You can talk about virtually anything. It's the internet online forum edition kind of a Free Talk Live. sort of. BBS.freetalklive.com. It's free. Check it out. BBS.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance for liberty in your lifetime. It may seem a little scary if what you're listening to, if you've only been hearing us talk about what happened within the last day with the mass arrests that were targeted at, and I love how they're categorizing the folks that have been arrested as Free Staters when two of the seven people that were arrested are New Hampshire natives. Anyway, liberty-loving people are converging on New Hampshire. It's called the Free State Project, and we are getting active, but it doesn't mean that you have to put your butt on the line, though it'd be nice if you did it a little bit. You can still do safe things like run in politics, which even that's not really safe because if you're a business owner, political enemies could target you. Nonetheless, you could safely support somebody's candidacy in the political arena, and you can do all kinds of behind-the-scenes activities. So don't feel like just because there's a lot of out-in-the-open non-cooperation, civil disobedience going on, that means you have to be involved in that necessarily. There are a lot of activist opportunities up here, and plenty of them can be done from the safety of, you know, behind your computer or something like that. So just because it's we're talking about people getting arrested doesn't mean you have to take those same risks, though maybe eventually you'll feel more comfortable with taking risks. Either way, check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Now, I'm going to come back to the details on what's happening with our friend Sam. But speaking of a couple guys that are willing to take risks, let's talk to Pete and Jason, who apparently are both on the same cell phone. I'm not sure how good this is going to sound. Guys, are you there?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're on speakerphone. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, it actually sounds pretty good for a speakerphone.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Surprised. So, Pete and Jason, you guys are, of course, we had you on the show about a week ago. You have launched the Motorhome Diaries at motorhomediaries.com. You launched from our home base of Keene, New Hampshire, a week, I guess not a full week ago, but a few days back. And since then, you've been traveling across the country, as you promised to do, meeting up with liberty-minded folks all over the place, socializing, hanging out, bringing people together, and helping get the message of freedom out there ever more so than before. And you've been blogging about it. There have been a bunch of videos that you've posted about your experiences so far at motorhomediaries.com, and I'd asked you guys to call in, hopefully on at least a once-a-week basis, and certainly anytime something significant occurs in your travels, to give us an update. So what has happened since you've been on Free Talk Live a week ago?
Well, you emailed us, and you said you liked our video about the cops that we ran to. You know, a lot of this, you know, we're activists. But we were minding our own business one morning, having breakfast, and these Chicago Transit police officers parked right in a bus zone, right in front of us, as if they didn't know who we were. So we took our cameras out that we always have with us, and we filmed some other police officers asking them if they wouldn't mind ticketing this car that was parked illegally. And of course, they didn't want to cross that thin blue line. So
it was a police car that was parked illegally.
Sorry, yes, yeah, right. The police car a Chicago Transit police car. So they're in charge of enforcing, the rules that go on in bus zones or wherever. So that's their specific jurisdiction.
Right, and they've got the officer's privilege of not enforcing the rules whenever they feel like it. And so if it's one of their buddies, then they'll just avoid any sort of responsibility for enforcing that particular rule. And that's essentially what they told you on camera and basically laughed at you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it must be nice, you know, to be a cop and have these perks. You know, you get to park wherever you want. But we think that if there are going to be laws, that they should enforce them without, you know, impartially. And so we asked.
That's what they say they do. You know, they say they enforce these things without prejudice. It's just not true.
See, you can see the video evidence of it at motorhomediaries.com. So, I mean, kudos to you guys for having the courage to stand up to these thug cops, these gangsters, in a place where you probably don't have much familiarity. I mean, do you live in Chicago, or have you lived in Chicago? I mean, were you very familiar with this area? You certainly didn't know the cops. I mean, at least here in Keene, we know who these cops are that we're dealing with. These folks are completely anonymous to you. You had no idea what
to
expect.
With law enforcement in Chicago seems like a good way to get cement shoes, is what I'm thinking.
Right, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not like Chicago has the best reputation.
You know, we're starting to lose that speakerphone goodness. Can we switch it back and just have a hand off the phone as necessary?
Sure.
All right, cool. So you were saying about Chicago?
Yeah, so, before we were there, we had a group of four of us, so there was some support, and like we said, we had a couple cameras, so that helped mitigate any potential blowback from the cops, we think.
Very good. So what else has been happening? What have you guys been doing besides confronting the police on your trip so far?
Yeah, in a very interesting turn of events, a guy named Adam Mueller, who went down to the Campaign for Liberty's regional conference in St. Louis, he heard about us through our friend Allison Gibbs. He checked out our site and just sent us an email, which he has told us since. It was just kind of a shot in the dark, but basically said he's interested in what we're doing, and he'd like to join us. So, it just worked out with our schedule. We contacted him, and a couple days later, he took the train from Milwaukee to Chicago. We picked him up 2 days ago, and he's now sitting in my friend's living room with us in Denver. So he's going to be with us for a month, just spreading liberty with us.
Is this guy a Free Stater?
He's not yet a Free Stater, but we'll see. We have him for a month, so we're trying.
Very good. Well, we're really glad to have you gents out there doing what you're doing and spending essentially the next year of your life, as I understand it. I know you guys have been batting around the idea of trying to cover 48 or 49 states in that period of time. So you've got some ambitious plans. So you're going to be crisscrossing the country, even going down to Mexico and Canada. And, of course, the itinerary as it stands is on your website. You've invited people to reach out to you and to give you ideas for places to go and things to do and people to meet and see. And all that, and they can do that over at motorhomediaries.com. But thank goodness you're basing out of New Hampshire. The both of you, at least, the founders of the project, are Free Staters, and you are moving to Keene when it's all said and done. I imagine you've heard about what's been going on here in the last 24 hours. Any thoughts on that?
Obviously our support is with everybody, and we wish we would be there ourselves. But we're just, if there's anything we can do out here for you guys, let us know. We're just...
You're doing the right thing, man. You're out there talking about the Free State Project with liberty-minded people. You're showing them that it's not just some pie-in-the-sky fantasy. You're showing you're showing yourselves as real participants in it. You guys are real people. You're moving to New Hampshire, and you're in touch with what's going on up here. And so hopefully just having you out there talk about the exciting activism. Mass arrests. How many libertarian protests have resulted in mass arrests in the past?
Usually it's mass yawning.
Yeah, exactly. So, hopefully will get people all jazzed up and excited to move here. I know people have been posting comments online that have been suggesting that they're moving up their plans to get here to New Hampshire, and many people specifically to get to Keene. I know some people are talking about duplicating the Keene efforts in other areas of the state. So wherever it is you end up in New Hampshire, come on up here because we need you. We really do.
Definitely. We just got an email from a guy who said he lives in between Vegas and Phoenix, so he's going to try to meet up with us twice. And in each of those cities, but he said he's planning to move up to Keene soon as well. So just
that's
out of the blue.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for your time tonight, guys, and keep up the good work out there. Be safe on the roads, and we'll keep following you at motorhomediaries.com. Thanks, dudes. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Pete and Jason from motorhomediaries.com. More coming up. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's your show, and you can dial up, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your listening and downloading convenience. All completely free, freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com. You can go over there and get a free account today. PrivacyHarbor.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with the story about Sam in a moment, but go across the pond first to Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy.
Right, I'm about to put my mouth into the lion's mouth.
Oh,
sorry,
dear.
I'm going to put my head into
your
the
head.
Lion's
yes.
mouth. I'm going to try and explain briefly geolibertarianism to you.
Okay, go for it. Geolibertarianism.
Right, it's basically geolibertarians do believe in individual sovereignty as much as normal libertarians, but they believe that no one person owns the land. Basically,
do I own my house?
You own the house which is built on the land.
Okay,
that's.
But if you want to show up and put up a tent,
the fruits of your labor,
right? But if you want to show up and
house shouldn't be taxed.
So if you want to show up and put up a tent in what I thought was my yard, that's okay by...
No. You still have property rights.
Okay, so wait, what was the thing about taxes that you said I missed that?
Okay, let me explain this. They believe in a thing called the land value tax.
And who administers that?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. But anyway, the theory goes... I mean, I'm not a geolibertarian expert. I think these guys are a bit wacky and a bit elaborate.
Well, they're basically advocating for a government.
Basically, you pay a tax according to the value of undeveloped land, which you use. That money is then distributed amongst everybody equally. Basically, they claim that it would get rid of welfare because everyone would have what's called a citizen's income. I think someone worked it out here as about £10,000 per person.
The question I'd have here is that the idea here is that everyone owns all of the land somehow jointly and severally. And my question is, how do they come to own it?
Well, that's the question they pose, because that's what I said to them. I said, look, why can't someone own land? And he said, well, you know, down the line, someone would have stolen that land. Therefore, no one owns land, because at one point or another, when land has been transferred from one owner to another, it's been stolen. This goes back to, you know, they often harp on about the Norman conquests. When the Normans invaded Britain, basically, they sort of carved up the land amongst the aristocracy, and the peasants had to live with it. They became serfs. And that since then, there's never been a fairly an equal distribution of the land. That is their claim. And that you can't have freedom until that is done. I have to say, I'm no expert. And to be honest, it sounds to me like socialism.
Well, you know,
it does. It's a wealth transfer. I mean, you said that the people that own property have to pay some sort of tax that's then distributed to everybody.
But it's only based on land.
It's a different understanding of ownership. I wouldn't call it a wealth transfer.
You get taxed. Tax money is distributed to everybody.
You're not taxed. You're paying a fee for the land that you have that you don't own.
No.
Wait
a minute. Hold on, Ziggy. I'm confused here. I thought you said that you have to pay a fee for the land that you do own, that you have
utilized. You don't own the land, obviously.
No one owns the land. Well, everybody
does. You own the house, which is on the land.
But you're paying a tax on that property, right?
On the land which the property's on.
Tax is just another word for a fee. In the same way that you don't own the land now, you pay a fee to the government in order to keep your house on it. Is that correct, Ian?
I pay the fee so I can stay in the house.
Yeah. So you don't own the land now. You wouldn't own the land under geolibertarianism. The idea here is that they would redistribute the wealth, and of course they'd do it fairly because the government always does things fairly, and they wouldn't take anything off the top for themselves and live lavish lifestyles because the government never does that. They wouldn't.
Not their
they wouldn't
government.
Have a bloated bureaucracy with shiftless, lazy bureaucrats
that
are surly and that do very little as far as service. And when you do need to get a hold of them, you get transferred from voicemail to voicemail to voicemail without ever getting any kind of resolution to your problem. And if you don't do what they say, you go to jail. They won't do that because this is the good kind of libertarianism.
I think it's actually a joke that these folks can call themselves.
I mean, One reason they say that this needs to happen, as well as the unfair distribution of land, is that land's a limited commodity. Well, Dubai proves that wrong. I don't know if you know, but they've been building into the sea in Dubai.
Yeah.
They've created new land.
So you can also go up, too. You can build up if you ever run out of room.
Right, and that's the other question is, that's what it's going to cause is, first off, if you have no geolibertarianism, to me that sounds exclusive of anything else, so you just have to pay a tax on land. That means that people will be more likely to live on less land, thereby making less money available to the poor people who need this or whatever, eliminating welfare, this whole concept, and how much is land worth? Who gets to decide? And also, what if I live in a houseboat? Does that mean I don't have to pay anything? There are people that live in the water.
You would have to pay a charge. They would carve up water, land, and air.
And air
companies would have to pay.
They've got
money.
This all figured out, Mark. They have their perfect.
So if you live in a helicopter, they've got money coming to you.
I was talking to one of these guys yesterday who's running for his local council. And he was coming up with all these elaborate policies. I said, look, why don't you just try and cut down the size of government and give people a tax rebate? It's a lot simpler.
Yeah, just another bunch of brilliant guys who thinks they know how best to run everything. Hey, Zig, thanks for calling and giving us the inside scoop on this geo-libertarianism. you know, it's just another testament to how destroyed the term libertarian has become. I used to think libertarian meant somebody who doesn't advocate the initiation of force against their neighbors. And anytime you've got a tax, you've got force. So how they can call themselves libertarian, beyond me.
I don't know that it's a tax, necessarily. This isn't really a tax.
Oh, right, it's a fee.
That's their favorite name for tax, Mark.
Well, fees.
See, here in our American culture, they lie to you. They tell you that you own property. They're in the geo-libertarian culture. They would not be doing that because, well, they say that everybody owns all the property and you must pay in order to live on it. To me, that's not
ludicrous.
It doesn't work. It's going to be a system that works poorly because what they're going to put in charge are people that don't have to service you because they have an automatic fee. And those people are supposed to administer that fee fairly. And we've seen throughout time that people that are unincentivized to do a good job don't.
Yeah. Plus, I just don't want to participate in their system. I'm not interested in it. So
well, you don't really have a choice because you have to pay in order to live on the land, the sea, or the air.
Or they're going to kill me.
That's what they're going to do.
Right. Not libertarian. Libertarians don't initiate force.
Well,
at least that's the old definition.
But
the
it's
old
not
way.
Your land, so you're initiating force by being on everyone's land.
Right. I like to hang around with people who believe in property, and I will continue to associate with people who believe
in property.
That's
what it is.
Property.
It's a different belief in property, and this is another thing that doesn't really make sense.
Well, it's a belief
once
in force.
Once you take the land, things that grow out of the land, one would assume that the trees would then belong to everyone too, right? Well, if I take a tree, I carve it into a little figure, I sell that little figure, when I carve it, the figure, is it mine? When I sell it, is the money mine? Once you give away the planet, the land, then you've given away everything because everything comes from the land.
Right, all ownership, every product and every product that has ever been created inevitably has come from natural resources.
Yeah. So it's a system that absolutely does not work.
It's crazy. 1-800-259-9231. But anytime you're using force against your neighbors, you're crazy. That's madness. It's antisocial behavior, and it's despicable. And people call us childish, liberty-minded people. They call us childish because we want to get away from advocating force against our neighbors. Or at least that's what the term libertarian used to mean. Now you've got these, the Neil Bortzes of the world and these geo-libertarians that are just destroying the term. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's your show. You dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, coming up here on Saturday night, we should have a brand new radio station on board in Vermont. We'll tell you more about that as the situation develops. There's rumor that, I guess their afternoon host or morning host will be calling us tomorrow with the results of one of those Tea Party things. And I told them to be wary because I'm both a supporter and a critic of the Tea Party. So don't expect a love fest if you call in here to talk about that stuff. Because those Tea Party guys are all begging for permission from the state.
I'm thinking about going to one.
Yeah? Where at?
But there's going to be one in Central Square here in Keene.
Oh, cool. Cool.
There's not going to be water there, which kind of concerns me.
They're not doing it in front of the IRS building?
Look, Central Square is what I was told, man.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's going. These Tea Parties are going all over the place.
Right there in Manchester, Boston.
So, you know, on one hand, I say, great, it's good for people to get out and protest and do something. On the other hand, it just seems like they're just Republican candidate promotional events and that they're begging permission from the so-called authorities, getting their permits and things like that. And I don't think the original Tea Party was permitted.
No,
so
no, sure wasn't.
It seems kind of cowardly. But, you know, these are new people that are new to the idea of getting out and protesting, so I'll grant them a pass on the mistakes that they're making. And as Jim Babka pointed out in an email from Downsize DC today, he pointed out a good question, and that is this going to be a flash in the pan? Are there going to be anything? Is there going to be anything going on after?
Right. It's not what happens on April the 15th at the Tea Parties. It's what happens afterwards.
Right. And if all these folks are going to do is get out there and yell and chant and hold signs and then go and pay the taxes that they're so objecting to, then they haven't really done much to change anything. They've just had a nice, good collective yell. And that won't stop the tyranny. That won't stop the increase of taxation and certainly electing Republicans to Washington, D.C., as we've seen within the last 8 years, not going to stop taxation from increasing either. So they really need to figure something else out to do besides this. But nonetheless, you know, I support them in their efforts. It's a great chance for us, people that love freedom, to get out to these, in front of these people, and put some flyers in their hands or something like that to possibly bring them on to Free Talk Live or recruit them into the Free State Project, to where then they'll be surrounded by a more consistent, true pro-liberty vision for the world, and they can start to implement that internally within themselves. Now, one man who has implemented the pro-liberty vision internally is Sam. He is our co-host on Free Talk Live on a weekly basis, and he's currently sitting in a jail cell, and I wanted to make sure we finish the update here before we continue on with the phone calls. He was arrested yesterday for attempting to record video in a public court lobby here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this show. They took him away. He was not cooperating. He was not assisting the police in any way. He was not resisting the police, but he was not assisting them. So he went limp. They had to pick him up. They had to, you know, put him in a police car. And then when he was taken down to the county jail, because he wouldn't process, he wouldn't answer their questions, they called him a John Doe. They put him up in lockup, and they basically said, we'll give you an arraignment in the morning. This morning, I checked in with the district court. They said that he was they attempted to have a video arraignment for him. He was not cooperating with that. And so, therefore, he gets to stay in jail until he decides to ask for an arraignment from them, which I don't know when that's going to be. And nobody has yet been able to talk to Sam since his arrest. He's apparently in the holding cells at the jail, which means he hasn't been processed, and he can't be processed until he gives up some information, which means, says to me, based on my limited knowledge of how this jail works, it means that he'll either stay in the holding cells, which is kind of the intake area. That's where, you know, if they bring somebody in for a DUI, they put them in the holding cells, that kind of thing. Yeah. Anybody that's new coming into the jail stays in holding until they can have a TB test done and until they can be processed and what they call classified. So they sit you down in front of a classification officer, and the officer interviews you to decide whether you're a danger to yourself or a danger to others. You know, so if you're in for multiple murders, they're going to put you in lockup, whereas if you're just in for a, you know, drug crime, they're going to put you in the what they call population, where you're in with everybody else. So they've got kind of like a maximum security for the most dangerous of, I think they call them RIPAs up here. And that was the term that was going around the jail when I was in there. The real dangerous guys are called rippers. And so they classify you. But in order to be classified, you have to be participating to some extent with their system. And it doesn't sound like Sam is participating at all. So he's either going to end up in solitary as a result of that, which I'm surprised he's not there right now. I don't know what that means. Maybe there's somebody else in solitary, so they can't put him in there. But they told me, I mean, presuming what they told me was the truth at the jail, they told me that he was still in the holding cells. And so he's there till further notice. And apparently he's been charged with more than just disorderly conduct, which that was the charge that they threw at Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com a month ago when he was arrested in that same court lobby for doing the same thing, and that was trying to video, use his video camera. And so Sam has been charged not only with disorderly conduct, but also he has been charged with possession without a serial number, which sounds to me like they are accusing him of having stolen property. So perhaps his camera, his video camera, his $10,000 HD video camera that he had with him that now the police have, perhaps that didn't have a serial number on it, and they're charging him with theft and calling that stolen property. That's speculation at this point. But I can't imagine what else he would have had on his person. I mean, he handed me his BlackBerry and he handed me his car keys before
he
left.
Surely he didn't have a gun.
No, I don't.
Serial number?
Thanks. So.
I mean, that's what I thought of when you said it.
No, this, well, I mean, the section is a theft section, and it says, I'm looking at their code, and it talks about any product that doesn't have a serial number can be considered a stolen product, as okay. I understand it. So he's being charged with theft. He's being charged with resisting arrest. Now, it seems to me that when you're resisting arrest, you actually have to actively do something to resist. It didn't seem like Sam was doing that, but then again, we couldn't really see what was going on. They wouldn't let us witness what they were doing to him. He fell to the ground as they were attempting to arrest him in Keene District Court.
Went limp.
That's what happens when you go limp, I guess. But so he fell to the ground, and they dragged him into another room, closed the door, and obscured our view of seeing what was going on. It was shortly thereafter that the screams started, that we heard Sam screaming. But nobody was allowed in to see exactly what was going on. So it's going to be their word versus his. So resisting arrest, possession without a serial number, disorderly conduct, and refusing to process.
It's a charge to refuse to process?
Apparently you do not have the freedom to not speak.
Hmm. I thought that's what you did.
What?
That's what they said.
What?
That anything that you say can and will be used against you, you have the right to remain silent.
Apparently not.
Bunch of liars.
If you remain silent, you'll be charged with refusal to process.
Bunch of liars.
So that's where it stands right now. Sam is still in jail at this moment. There are details on how you can help over at sam.jailedactivist.info. I've seen banners starting to pop up as well, free Sam banners and avatars and things like that that you can apply to your online account so you can help other people find out about this. Of course, the video footage and the audio of his arrest. No video footage is out yet of his arrest. That would have to be leaked out from somewhere. I don't know if any does exist. But the audio is there, and I posted that up at freekeen.com. You can also see the other four activists being carted away in handcuffs. It made the front page of the newspaper. We posted that front page story at freekeen.com. So this is big news. This is huge news. I don't know if it's been picked up by any AP. I don't know if it has expanded out yet, but it certainly should. This is huge. So that's where you can get more information. And of course,
it made it the Keene Sentinel.
We'll continue to, front page actually, we'll continue to update you on this as the story develops. This is our friend. He's a great activist and a co-host on this show, and they've got him behind bars right now at this county jail. You're certainly welcome to give them a call, check on his well-being. It's my understanding from monitoring a few of the forum threads that have been kind of following this that apparently he is no longer listed as John Doe at the facility, so therefore it should be easier for you to send him mail. So if you want to send him stuff, I believe the address, if it hasn't been posted yet, should be posted shortly at sam.jailedactivist.info. So you should be able to write to him at this point. So he's in the system as Sam Dodson at the jail and no longer in as John Doe.
Okay.
It looks like there's a chance that we could send somebody to the jail as his legal assistant, not a lawyer. But we could send somebody who's not a lawyer as a legal assistant to the jail, and they will allow him to meet with him.
You can help with that by donating to the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org.
1-800-259-9231. We continue here. Hour number two is on the way. We're going to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.